indeed welcome you here in the Lord Jesus. We long for you to fill us by your Spirit. We're amazed afresh each time we take time out just to focus on you. And pray that you will both speak to us and touch us afresh by your Holy Spirit. And we ask, Heavenly Father, this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. How lovely to welcome to St. Mary's. It's great to see you, and thank you very much for coming. And thank you, Chris and Georgie, for leading us in worship. In a few minutes, I'm going to read, if I may, from Matthew's Gospel. Just say, this evening at Lothbury, which is the church behind the Bank of England, which many of you know, there is an opportunity on your way home just to drop in for a drink, a glass of wine, a crisp, or something soft, or whatever, between about 5 o'clock and until as late as the last person arrives, because everyone leaves work at different times. So do drop in. It's an opportunity, actually, to talk to people who you spot on a Thursday. For the way things work here, you just don't often have an opportunity to talk to. So do drop in from 5 o'clock onwards into the garden at the back of the church. You should hear, as you walk through the door, the clink of glasses, unless everyone's decided to boycott it, in which case I'll be sitting there looking disconsolate, but thrilled that you're on the way home. May I read you now a few verses from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, beginning at verse 5 on page 920 in the Church Bibles. Page 920, Matthew 8 and verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I've not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. All of us know those moments when we've been put on the spot about our Christian faith by friends or at a party or by a colleague who's picked up that we're Christians. Sometimes we've been laughed at. Sometimes people have given us a hard time about what we believe. You know, just say, I can't believe you take Christianity seriously. But sometimes people as well are curious, genuinely, about why our faith is so important to us, why we take Jesus seriously. Of course, there are lots of answers to that question. Each of us here will probably have a different one. However, most of us will probably talk, if we're put on the spot, about our experience of prayer and of Jesus answering our prayers. All of us could point to moments where we've taken a risk and prayed quite specifically about something that's mattered to us. Found ourselves saying, well, I'm just going to pray for that. It's a bit of a risk, but I'm going to pray specifically. And many of us will have had moments when we found our prayers answered. And the encounter we've just read reminds us of how that is the Lord Jesus's default option. Even if this man was the last person anyone would ever have imagined coming to ask a favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was an experienced soldier. He'd been successful, was used to sorting things out, of making things happen, of being in charge. And yet in verse 5, Matthew records him simply as coming and asking for help. And in that conversation that followed, we read about him admitting to Jesus that he was facing a situation where the outcome mattered enormously to him, but where he was totally powerless to bring it about. The person he wanted Jesus to heal was clearly a valuable member of his team. He was desperately worried about him, describing him as suffering terribly. And the Lord Jesus' response was immediate and it was practical. In verse 7, we read of him asking the man, "Shall I come and heal him?" Jesus wanted to be clear about what the man was actually looking for. It was pretty obvious, but Jesus wanted him to say it. When the Lord Jesus put him on the spot, though, he didn't hesitate and was utterly confident that Jesus could sort the whole situation out with a word. We read in verse 8, "I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but just say the word." That soldier understood authority, and he'd obviously seen it in the Lord Jesus. So he responded in the way that we read about in verse 9. It's a remarkable suggestion, this healing at a distance. Jesus had never done it before, yet this man saw in him an authority, which meant that he didn't doubt that he could do it now. This soldier had somehow grasped that in Jesus, God was at work in the world and was ready to respond to those who asked for help. Jesus was obviously astonished by the man's faith. We see in verse 10, "Truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel, anyone among the people of God, with such great faith." And through this incident, Jesus wants to build our confidence in him, reminding us that he has the authority to act in response to our prayers. He wants us to take the risk of trusting him enough to pray specifically about what really matters to us at the moment. And even as he calls us to do that, you and I both have in the back of our minds that sense, well, actually, if not me, Lord, I've got Christian friends who've been praying for something for a long time and haven't seen the answer that they wanted. It all seems so easy that day 2,000 years ago. It seems so easy to say, have the confidence in the authority of Jesus and pray specifically. And I believe Jesus also says to those people who are thinking, "I have prayed. I have prayed specifically. I have asked. I have taken a risk." He says very gently and very sensitively, "Please keep on praying. Please keep on praying." And as believers, we know that Jesus hasn't changed. And one of the biggest steps of faith we can make is to trust him enough not to give up.